This is the show Never Heard That. My name is Andrew Mukey. It is great to have your company. Today we'll be listening to the song called Constant in Opal by Australian band The Church from their 1984 EP Persia. The Church, originally called The Church of Man, were formed in Sydney, Australia in 1980 and comprised of mainstays Steve Kilby on vocals and bass, with Peter Copps and Marty Wilson Piper on guitars. Nick Ward and Richard Plug were the predominant drummers. There has been some personal change in recent years, but they are still going strong, and since this time they have released around 25 studio albums. Debut album of Skins and Heart, released in 1981, saw them achieve radio success with the single Unguarded Moment, and they signed a major label record deal in Australia, Europe and the US. Second album, The Blurred Crusade, released in 1982, and with the single Almost With You, continued the success in Australia, but this wasn't matched in the US, where the album was not released by their record company and was only available through import. With 1983's third album, Seance, and successful single Electric Lash, the band included some guest musicians to add keyboards and synthesizers to the overall sound. This signaled that the band were keen to keep progressing. Not as successful as hoped, record company changes continued. Something happened for me personally when I first heard the song Constant in Opal, which was on the EP Persia, released in 1984. It felt to me very different to all that had come before it. It seemed to be the first time that the Church had allowed a playful bass melody to power a song with the dual guitars working together to create the colour over the top. This structure seemed to give the song a positivity and drive that I felt that I hadn't heard before from the band. The Heyday album and single Tantalize, released in 1985, certainly pushed the psychedelic rock aspect to the Church further to the fore, but its lack of overall success and loss of record company support, which effectively defined the first five calamitous years of the Church, also led to their most successful ever period. On the strength of continued strong import sales, they signed to US label Arista Records in 1987, and the band moved over to America to record what was to become their mega successful album Starfish. It has since been revealed that the recording experience was not an enjoyable time for the band. Apparently, it was Aussie hippies versus US West Coast music veterans. The band were not too happy with the results, wanting a more live and punchy sound, but when the album was released, it went ballistic. Released in February 1988, first single Under the Milky Way charted strongly throughout the world. It peaked at number 2 on the US Billboard mainstream charts, and second single Reptile also charted well. Pressure to follow this success, i.e. don't do anything differently, meant that the band was not able to do what it thought it should next. They wanted ex-Led Zeppelin bass player John Paul Jones to produce the new album, but this was vetoed by the record company. I have to say that I would love to have heard that album. The band were unable to replicate the chart success of Starfish, though I am not too sure if that has bothered them much, and they have continued their love-hate relationship with the industry. Although I'm sure they would like to have done a lot more their own way, the Church have undoubtedly had a long and varied career and have experienced many highs and lows. They were inducted into Australian Music's Hall of Fame in 2010. At their best, they are a terrific live band, so keep your eye out for them. Some may be surprised by the track that I've chosen, considering the amount on offer, but as mentioned, I think that this is a unique one in the music canon of the Church. This is the track Constant in Opal by the Australian band The Church from their 1984 EP Persia.